Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here alongside Ken Carmen. You know him, of course, from 92.3 The Fan, where he owns the mornings in this town. And, of course, all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. Well, he will be my co-host once again for what is now known as the Hugh Jackson Show. Of course, we'll have that for you this season. And Hugh Jackson introduced tonight, Ken, as the newest head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Your thoughts on what you heard and saw from him?
Well, I thought he came across really well. And I know a lot of guys have been owning press conferences over the last few years. But the way he talked, a little bit of third person as well, showed some confidence in it. But really, there was a way about how he went about his business. This is a guy who's been a head coach once before already, kind of knows the way this system goes. And with where he comes from before, you know, Oakland has gone through their trouble. There had to be a selling to this, and I think this is a guy who's going to be committed to this job and certainly loves the fans and certainly likes the organization.
When we went into this process, I know you and I had talked to Hugh Jackson, was a guy both of us liked, so I'm sure today you were happy with the news, but when you found out that they got their guy, what did it make you think about this regime in charge here of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, honestly, I got to be serious about it. I was surprised. I was really surprised that it went this quickly, that it happened this effectively, and I think that that's got to be credit given to the Cleveland Browns, knowing that there were some mistakes that happened in the past. They corrected those mistakes. They went out, did a great move by getting in Jed Hughes to come in here and sell the organization to this guy, because this is a guy in Hugh Jackson who had a couple of other offers.
Sure.
San Francisco was out there on the table. The New York Giants were talking to him. So there had to be a selling of what's going to happen here. Corrected mistakes from the past and how this organization is going to move on into the future, because this is a guy who's putting his entire reputation at stake, and I think the Browns got the right man.
I think they did, too. A tremendous leader. Everybody we've talked to has said that. But what I really thought stood out today were three words: alignment, they were comfortable, and they were going to be collaborative. He said it's about the people, and he felt so good with Jimmy and Dee Haslam, Sashi Brown and Paul DePodesta that he felt like this is where he had to be.
Well, that's been one of the main things, is that you've brought football people in before, and that was one of the criticisms. Well, gosh, you know, there's so much math going on in the building. How are you guys really going to be able to do that? And you think, gosh, you brought football people in before, and they've kind of butted heads and haven't been able to get the job done. You're going to have some give and take. You're going to have an open mind, and you're going to have a guy who can then lead those men that you're putting out there on the field and kind of find that right mix.
What do you think the reaction is going to be around Cleveland?
Right now, a lot of hope for the fans, for the football team. I think for the players, you're seeing a lot of players go out and tweet about what this football team could be. A lot of his former players talking about what this team could be. So I think a lot of people are hopeful moving forward that the right decisions will be made with the roster. It might be a bit of a process, as you mentioned earlier tonight. But the right decisions to be made, and then the right decisions on the field, and then the right emotional ones as well, especially taking on it with a guy that is from the AFC North who knows that every single one of these games is a bitter rivalry.
Absolutely. And you know what? There's still work to be done. You've got to assemble the staff. Hugh Jackson talked about getting to do that with great coaches. He's looking forward to that. And the team still needs to find its top personnel person, as Sashi Brown called him tonight. And that process will begin in earnest immediately now that the head coach is in place. So it is the dawn of a new era for the Browns. We're certainly excited. Ken and I will be talking about it all season long along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. So for Ken Carmen, I am Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. And don't forget, exclusive interview with Hugh Jackson will be available tonight right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.